Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our assignment. The winds of grace blow all the time. All we need to do is to set our sails. The dictionary defines grace as the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. Freely given and unmerited favor and love from God. This is not something we need to earn. It's not ours because we deserve it. The love is simply freely given. Our quote tells us that grace is a given, that it's here all the time, and all we need to do is to choose it. Where does this then leave all of egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, self-improvement programs, its judgments and criticisms? Given that we live in the freely given favor and love of the divine, perhaps it's time to drop ego stories of gotta change, gotta fix, gotta do, so we can turn our attention, our eyes, and our sails to life's gracious yes. Say, let yourself receive the freely given favor and love of the divine each time you say thank you for a blessing you're offered. Shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes. What happened? What happened in the fresh breezes of grace?
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. This is Karen.
Well, hello, Karen.
Hi. I just had the best time with that assignment yesterday. It was such a spacious day. And the image of having my sails set to receive the winds of grace, just I felt like I was sailing all day down the river of life.
Very good. So I'm reading again. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. As perhaps you've read recently, and I'm struck by the cover of that book with what you say, that poor little human being trying to paddle upriver against the current, right? And then the little duck is just going, you know, just going, sailing along, going with the current. And that's that feeling, isn't it? The wind is at your back. The sails are open. Here we go.
Yes. And it's just, and you know, and the blessings are everywhere. And just hearing the quote repeated today just, you know, put me in that place of grace and a big smile on my face. And so I'm really happy to be on the call and share that. And now I've just got some folks walking in the front door. So
okay, well, then goodbye.
Do.
you need to sail in that direction. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen.
You know, Ashwini, I love that. So the voices will say, well, you know, you can't do that because of XYZ, right? So there's Karen at her studio, and she gets on a call because there's nobody there. And then somebody walks in. Okay, got to go attend to that. But that idea that, oh, I can't do this because this might happen or that could happen or what if that, we just go with what now, and life will take care of all of it.
Tack the sails in the appropriate direction.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christine.
Hello, Christine.
Hi. I, too, I love that assignment. And I, too, just to hear it again, am smiling and enjoying that feeling of, you know, wow, thank you for this and thank you for that. And it's
going with love.
It's wonderful. I was going to say unfortunately, but and what happened to me was the way that conditioning just takes it away, because I remember being happy to do the assignment. Yay, you know, gosh, I'm thankful for, you know, whatever I'm doing, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for that. And then and then for it to all disappear, to get caught up in whatever I'm doing and whatever thing in my life, and then forget all about it. It's crazy how that happens. Yeah.
And you're not saying that anything awful happened, right? It wasn't like there was, you went unconscious.
Well, no, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Just life. I mean, we just get caught up in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, conditioning, there is something going on in my life that is sad and hard for me that has to do with my dog. And so, yes, the attention goes there often, and then to something else I need to attend to, and then, oh, my gosh, you know, I didn't deal with this, and I do that. So, yeah, yes, it's just basically how everything is. It just pulls me in different ways, and then I forget
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing. I
mm-hmm.
forget to be thankful.
Mm-hmm. And it's such an interesting point that you're making, Christine, because – you know, there's the pooch, whom we can tell you love very much, and
mm-hmm.
there's something going on there. And what we're conditioned to do is have that take from love, gratitude, grace, presence, rather than what would be, and what I suggest we're training ourselves for, is to have it bring us more there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
More here, more present.
Yep, and I feel like I've kind of been dancing with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm reminded, well, she's alive. Here I am. And I sit and I listen to her breathing. And then, you know, off I go with something conditioning says or does. And then again, she's alive. Here I am with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't want to miss this. And that's a tragedy, isn't it? So I would miss being here with her in love to go off
mm-hmm.
with some imaginary something in conditioned mind. And then, of course, conditioning would beat us up afterwards for, well, and you weren't
missing
even there
it.
With her. You didn't even,
it.
You know, you had a chance and you didn't take it. If it had
exactly.
a neck, we would want to strangle it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In a compassionate Buddhist way.
Yep. And conditioning, I think conditioning would say, I forget what conditioning says. Well, it doesn't really matter. It just matters that, oh, I know. It would say that I'm supposed to have this certain experience,
uh-huh.
but it's totally not true. All the experience I want to have is just being with her, whatever it is. Oh,
yes.
I'm noticing her breathing. Oh, gosh, she's so cute, or whatever. You know, it can't be planned. It's just not planned in advance. It's just being here.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's the only experience we want, presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, not to have a special experience and feel a certain way and think about it. No,
mm-hmm.
present. That's all we want because we know that that's the best that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care of you and take care of her.
Thank you. I will. Thanks very much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christine. That is such an important point, right, Sherry, that the training is to come to pay more attention, to become more aware of what the experience of presence is. It's not that presence is a particular experience, but that the training is to record the range of, to experience the everything that presence is.
Yes, yes, and to realize presence is our refuge. So if there's something difficult going on, then we really want to be in presence. Rather than conditioned mind.
Yes, exactly
mm-hmm.
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and occasions to love. Occasions that conditioning would avoid or moments to avoid become moments to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yes. It takes us to that place of just, there's Christine and the little friend. and so many people in every moment are experiencing sadness and loss and difficulty and pain and all of those things. And so for us to do our very best to come back here to presence so that all the unconditional love and acceptance that is available is made that much more available for all of us.
Yes. Yes. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Linda from Alabama.
Oh, hello, Linda.
Hey, how are y'all?
What's going on where you are?
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day.
Wow.
Today. So, yeah.
Wow. And not that far away. It's been absolute chaos, huh?
Right. It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But all's well. I mean, everything, you know, everybody I know is safe and well. And I do, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm having a little, couple of low energy days, and I don't, I'm sure all that has something to do with it today, though. It's like I could come up with 10 excuses for why I feel this way, but
But the fact is, you just feel this way. That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's the fact. Yeah. That's all we really know. That's all we really know. This is how I feel right now. Doesn't mean I'll feel that way in a minute, but this is how I feel right now.
Right. And, The voices would like to say, you know, oh, you're never happy, you're miserable all the time, and all this kind of stuff. But it's not. I know it's not true.
They're projecting. They're miserable all the time
because they're miserable.
Yes, they are uniformly miserable, eternally miserable. But you're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to a doctor, to a new doctor today, and that's another thing they rail about.
They have a lot of opinions about your life and how you're living it.
Yeah. Yeah, things what can go wrong and why bother and nothing's
mm-hmm.
gonna help. All that kind of stuff. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm aware of it, right? That's supposed to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you're not just living it. You're listening to it. You're watching it.
Right.
Yeah, it's huge. It, which is the main proof we have that that's not me. I'm not it. They're not me. Those are voices. They're talking to me. They have all these opinions about me. But if there's any truth in anything that they're saying?
No.
The neighbors probably have opinions about you, too. But that doesn't mean that what they're thinking and saying is true.
Right. Right. I really had a great experience yesterday where I got sort of triggered by something, and then I started going, well, is that feeling of low energy, is that just egocentric karmic conditioned self-hate, or what is it? And I went to it, and I said, no matter what anything says, I love you and everybody loves you, and we can just ignore that voice telling
mm-hmm.
you that
mm-hmm.
that things are bad. And I was fine for a while. It was kind of like, oh, so
yes.
Then it wasn't.
Yes.
Right. It wasn't self-hate. It was the part of me that was sad about something that had been said.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know me, I combine that with get out and go for a jog, a brisk walk, whatever it is that you do, breathe a lot of fresh air and move the body. And that tends to really mess up conditioning's ability to keep us stuck in places.
Right.
If we move, if we move, it's hard to stay stuck.
Right. Well, that's perfect because I'm sitting right in front of a trail. I can't walk on it right now because my phone was too, the charge is too low, but as soon as I get off the, as soon as we're done with the call, I'm going to go for a walk, so.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Yes, yes, and just repeat that message. Everything is fine. I live in love.
I live in love.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I love you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Great to hear your voice. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda. Oh, if we could all just get to, this is how I feel now. And that's just how I feel now. It's a low energy day, or the energy is what it is.
Yeah, the energy is doing what it is. I choose unconditional love.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Recipe for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's our next caller, Sherry.
Okay.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Jill in New York.
Well, hello, Jill.
Hi there. Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I just love this quote so much and the discussion, and I actually just had an experience of this. So I put myself in the queue. Also, just I find when I'm in the queue, I'm more present. So it is an aid of my practice. But yeah, I just, you know, I guess I feel like one of my karmic orientations is to not let people into my process. I guess it's an ego process because unless, you know, it benefits the ego, I don't let people in, or I only let people in and part of my process, either my work process or my thinking process, or, you know, there's a lot of voices about, I have to know, I have to be perfect, I have to get it right before I can, you know, open up. I have to have it figured out, I guess. And so it feels very dangerous to ego to open up myself before all that stuff is figured out. But I, since I've been back from retreat, and I guess that this is also a plug for a retreat, like it's just naturally happening. So I love that, like, you know, set the sails, just like be open, just be, you know, I just had this experience in a meeting where I just felt like, wow, I'm just opening up and letting other people into my process in a way that felt like natural and just in the very helpful. Like people came up to me after the meeting was like, that was so helpful. You know, it's just like,
oh wow.
And, that was not, it just felt very different from, often how it goes and what my experience of it is and, you know, all what I get talked into. So I just feel really grateful to have had and seen that experience and been there for that experience and also seen the, you know, it's sort of like the quote, like that gotta change, gotta fix, gotta do, like none of that was there. So it's just,
it's wonderful, isn't it, when you get feedback from other people that says they appreciate it too, right? So it's not just you having your little experience of, oh, that's all good, that was wonderful. Other people are saying, wow, really appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very, it just felt very natural and I didn't really plan for any of it to go that way. Or I didn't, you know, it just felt like how life, just a delicious experience of life that I really treasure and just saw the whole thing. So, still.
So lots of recordings just for everybody, reminders for everybody, lots of recordings when that happens.
Yeah, that's a great
right?
idea.
So that so that we go back there because we know how much conditioning really doesn't want us to remember that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that because I'm going to step out for lunch after this call, and that's a perfect thing to do because I do feel like in that place of, you know, this is how I want my life to be. This is you can do it. You know, all those things that I love to hear on recording. So I will definitely do that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And yes, Jill, and again, the reminder of how much it means to all of us when we're like that, because if we are choosing ego, if I'm choosing ego over you,
right,
there's an assumption that you're not going to know that Right. But, you know, we do know it. And it doesn't feel very good, right?
No.
It doesn't make us feel loved and appreciated to know that that's the case.
Yeah, so, when I see people model letting other people into their process, it helps me. You know, I project maybe I was that person this time modeling how you can do it and how it doesn't, I think that's a great value for me in my current job is again, it's not how ego wants me to be is let people in, but a lot of people around me do that. Let people into their process, and so it's a great, it's just a great all around.
Great all around. Well, have a lovely lunch. Wonderful to hear from you.
I will now. You too. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Shwini. Thank you.
Bye, Jill. Oh, that's lovely. It's so not what we're allowed to appreciate, that we have a practice that assists us to do this, and that when we do it, it's service.
Yes. Yes. What a great point. Service. Oh, God. You know, I don't want to go give up my life and go to some godforsaken place and be bitten by mosquitoes and to do service. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do service, but that point that you just made is it. Just not choosing ego and being present is service to all.
Yeah. Yeah. Greatest gift we can offer is that Marianne Williamson quote, because it lets other people do the same.
Yes.
Gives permission.
Yeah. It's permission. Yeah. To be real.
Yeah. Authentic.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it also, to me, when someone does that, it makes me feel so safe.
Yes. Good point. Yeah. I can trust somebody who is choosing presence over ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here.
Hello, Colin.
Oh, hello. So, yes, I was, it's one of those sort of wow assignments today, and, sort of sailing along, and, so saying thank you for all that I'm receiving and the gratitude for that. But I think what I hadn't sort of noticed before, or I seem to be seeing it for the first time, it was that it's all offered to me, or to the human, unconditionally, in unconditional love. And I sort of, oh, that sort of seemed a bit new somehow today. So I was seeing that, and really lovely day. And I suppose what I'm seeing was, it's like I was looking at a cloud, and I can receive the cloud, and it's like in that moment, have an experience of unconditional love, just by looking at a cloud or a tree. It's all kind of available for me, you know, just looking at inanimate objects that, when I realise that they're offered to me unconditionally, I can have that experience of being love, of unconditional love. So, absolutely fabulous. But going back to what one of the other earlier callers was saying, so I'm, you know, the day's working out, everything's all running smoothly, and then there was this sort of quite minor piece of content, and I just pulled me back into conditioning, it was just like an hour before the call, and oh no, now I'm identified and I've got the call in an hour. And so I did a quick bit of, you know, processing on the voice recorder and, you know, try to come back to presence with that. But it's, the thing is that there are things do come up that an ego's going to try and pull me back in. And so I was seeing it's not just like, oh, la, 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 it's all nice all day. There is stuff does happen, and you know, needing to come back to presence, I suppose, when the content isn't perhaps as I would wish.
Well, and Colin, to me, the two things that you're putting together are the two critical pieces. Okay, so yes, absolutely, conditioning is there to grab us and drag us down, into egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, every chance it gets, right? I mean, that's its deal. It's not personal. We can't change that. That's just how it is. And in every moment, there are clouds. There are trees. There are stars. There are
yeah.
all of the things around us that we could say the magic in them. I don't know if this is true for you, but it seems to me a good deal of the magic in those is that they're not personal, right? So I could be in my house or wherever and looking at things, and I could be grateful for them, and they could bring me back to presence. But there's a personal relationship. My fingers are making little quote marks, okay? There's a personal relationship with those that is really tied to ego. But a tree? I mean, it's obvious that tree is an expression of life. It's beautiful. It's there. It's present. It represents for me everything that I feel in myself that is authentic and real and true and an expression of life. Yeah? So
yes,
there we are. Yeah? We're going back and forth between those two constantly. Ego grabs us. We turn our attention to something that brings us to presence. Here we are. Unconditional love. Fabulous. Ego grabs us. Right?
Yes, and I think I'm a bit more, it's like, oh, right, now I'm identified and I come back to presence. It's like, it's kind of not such a big deal now. I could just say, all right, this is what's happening. Come back to unconditional
yeah.
love, I think, rather than sort of being mired in suffering from sort of, it's kind of, it doesn't seem such a big deal now because it's a place
yeah.
that I go to and I know that I can come back. But it's great if I can come back with these just small little things that I see. It's really helpful to have that to focus on, I think.
It really is, and it's what you're indicating, that it's just there, here, there, here, there, here, there, here. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just there is not feeding what we want to feed. Right? It's not
yes.
a problem.
Yeah.
It's just we don't want to live there. So we come back here.
Yes. Well, then the assignment really did the job today, so it was really,
oh, good.
You know, it was great. I really enjoyed that.
All right. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Colin.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Colin.
All right. With Colin, that would be a see you soon.
Yes.
Very exciting. All right.
What was dropping in for me around that, really, Sherry, is that it's that realization that there is the conversation. Because when something arises, it can still be here, right? That it's
yes.
the impersonal clouds and in the sky for which we recognize that sense of unconditional loving. And then mm-hmm. we're taken away by the conversation. But if we're here, it's still the same the same capability for impersonal, unconditional love is present.
Yes. And then if
right.
I'm following what you're saying, then that conversation is just something that happens like a truck drives by or whatever.
Yes. And to me, every movement away is the opportunity to clean up the place where unconditional love is denied to us. Where we lose awareness of it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So
uh-huh.
it's like there's a rainbow in the sky, and we're all rainbows, and then there's a cloud in front of one aspect of it. So every time I encounter the cloud, I get to clean that up so that the rainbow is complete again.
Mm-hmm. And so in that way, the cloud is a gift.
That's right. Exactly so.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of whatever is arising that takes me away is my opportunity to come back and remove what prevents me from being here when it arises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Talk about grace. Talk about blessed.
Talk about grace.
Huh?
Yes, exactly so. Exactly so. Which brings us to the end of another wonderful show and a new assignment.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites. Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down the dulcimer. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. The voices nudge or push us into places we've been programmed to fear and avoid. Stories that leave us anxious, worried, upset. Then tell us how to get out of the state it put us in. Take a nap, get on the internet, eat a snack. Then beat us up for being anxious or worried or upset and for doing those distraction behaviors. Today, be aware of letting the beauty you love not only be what you do, but also be how you do what you do. Record and listen.
Hmm. Well, all right.
All right.
If that doesn't set us off on a good day, golly gee.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ashwini.
Deep pleasure, Sherry, and talk to you soon.
All right. Yes, talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.